On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
And now, live on 670 The Score and on the Odyssey app, is Anthony Herron.
How about these Bears? Trying to win the third consecutive game with a last-minute comeback win. Now it's on the foot of Cairo Santos to win it or lose it. Santos puts it up and it is good! The comeback kid, Chicago Bears, do it again!
Yet again, it has happened. In the year of our Lord, 2025, on this Sunday eve, your Chicago Bears, with their 7-3 record, stand alone at the top of the NFC North standings. I'm Anthony Herron. This is the Post-Post Show on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Tonight, the Bulls road trip continues in Utah against the Jazz. Pre-game coverage coming up at 6:45. Tip-off at 7 on The Score and the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network, powered by Heli Forklifts. And then, of course, tomorrow, tune in all day for a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. Judson Richards will be live starting at midnight, followed by Mullion Haw at 5:30 right here on The Score. Another game, another victory, another nail-biter for the Chicago Bears. 19-17, the final score. A game that, again, just like the season opener, they controlled the majority of the action against the Minnesota Vikings. They outplayed. This time, the home Minnesota Vikings did so while they were on the road. Crowd was hostile throughout the game, hostile against the Bears early, then turned fairly hostile against their own offense as the second half wore on. So the frustrations of developing a young QB were on display, more so for Minnesota, but at times for both teams, and yet and still the Chicago Bears came out with another victory, now having won 7 of their last 8 games, sitting atop the division standings. And I will see if they're tied atop the division standings by the end of the night here, or will the Bears, as you wake up tomorrow, perhaps even as you go to bed tonight, will the Bears be sitting alone at the top of the NFC North? We will watch that closely with the Detroit Lions on the road this evening in the Philadelphia, preparing to face the Eagles. But this game today, just the latest example of how the Bears find ways to seemingly keep the game interesting. The Bears find ways to make plays throughout, and the Bears find ways to make us nibble off every morsel of our fingernails and to make our heart just continue to pitter and patter until the clock strikes 0. And this was another example of that. You had some of the uneven nature of the way the Bears attempted to pass the football with Caleb Williams and his pass catchers being out of rhythm. But it's hard to sit here and talk all week about how Brian Flores is maybe the top defensive mind in the sport, and that they're going to be, the Vikings will be the home team, Bears on the road, and everything that presents to an offense. I feel like it's hard to have that conversation the entire week and then leave this game shocked that the Bears put up 19 points. Yeah, this has been one of the top scoring offenses in football. Yes, this has been the most explosive offense in the National Football League, combining run explosion and pass explosion. But yet and still, you have a version of the Minnesota Vikings where their defense has not been as dominant as we've seen Vikings defenses of recent vintage. But this is a team that came in desperate. And that, to me, was one of the key factors that I was curious about in this game, because between the two, as the Bears enter the game today at 6-3 and the Vikings enter the game today at 4-5, multi-game lead that the Bears had on Minnesota. But there's always big expectations for the Vikings. And Kevin O'Connell has constantly found ways to win with such a wide variety of quarterbacks. But in a similar fashion to when the Bears faced the Baltimore Ravens, there's one of these teams that had an enhanced element of desperation, because the Bears would never say in the locker room that they're playing with house money, but expectations weren't as high for the Bears. Now, the curiosity, the scrutiny on the Bears was high because everyone's waiting to see what Caleb Williams is going to do and what does year one of Ben Johnson look like. But nobody thought the Bears was going to be some kind of double-digit win team. No one thought this Chicago squad would be one that would be already in position in the catbird seat for a playoff berth, maybe even a playoff run, when you start to just factor in their ability to win close and tightly contested games, as is often the case in postseason play. The Vikings are the team that's accustomed to winning double-digit games, but their formula is now different this season because of the youth that they have at quarterback. And in a game that was back and forth, a game that both offenses sputtered at different times, the Bears were the ones that, for the majority of it, seemed to have the upper hand. And then there was a lot of it that ended up feeling like that season opener, that Monday night game, where the Vikings found a way to take a lead late, but here they were again, just leaving a little bit too much time for those Chicago Bears. And credit to the special teams, because that punt return that the Vikings had that put them in position, then I'm confident there was a lot of folks, you know, wishing ill upon Richard Hightower and talking about who's not going to be allowed on the flight home and all kinds of stuff. I know there's a lot of you out there uttering those types of thoughts. But then there's a response, a rebuttal, if you will, as Ben Johnson likes to talk about, rebuttal drives. Well, there was a rebuttal return after the Vikings had a big punt return from Miles Price that put them in position for that touchdown that took the lead just two run plays later. But then the Bears had a rebuttal return on special teams from Devin Duvernay. And shout out to Devin Duvernay, because a guy with the resume that he's put together as a returner, as a special teamer in the NFL, he hadn't had a big year from a return perspective. But the Bears needed him today. They needed every yard that he gave them in special teams returns, and that 56-yarder put them right on the cusp of field goal range. Loved seeing that. And then for Cairo Santos, who it feels like it's easy and almost automatic, where folks cannot wait to get on, whether it's the special teams coordinator or the place kicker or the punter. Folks can't wait to start running specialists out of town, as though they just, you know, they're just falling off trees everywhere like leaves in a fall football season. The guy with the resume, Cairo Santos, I believe still the most accurate kicker in Bears history. Yeah, Jake Moody's got a stronger leg. But for now, I'm riding with Cairo, and I was happy for him to have that opportunity and to seize that opportunity to stroke that 48-yarder to win the game. 312-644-6767. 312-644-6767. I'm with you up until Bulls pregame tonight on the Score for the Post show. I got Tyler Butterball on the other side of the glass for me this evening as well. I know there's a lot of you who want to get involved in this conversation about these Bears, now having won 7 of the last 8 games and just found another way to make it interesting, to make it heart palpitating, but in the end, another victory for the guys from Hallis Hall. Jeff is out in Kalamazoo. Kalamazoo on the horn right now. It's the post-post show. What's happening, Jeff?
Hey, Ant. How's it going?
I'm good, man.
I'd like to have a game. I'd like to have a game where I don't sigh and I say, "Hey, you know, every win's a good win." But I was calling earlier. I was on hold earlier. I was going to talk about the lack of running that BJ's doing with the with the Bears when their running game is working, and then like being stubborn and going for passes when he could just keep running the ball. And I've seen enough being in Kalamazoo, Michigan. I see enough Lions games where I'd see BJ twice a year, at least, or it seemed like twice a year with the Lions, where he would do a whole series of running the ball down the throats of the other team to take it down the field if it was working for a touchdown, no passes. But I would like to see him start out with the running game, especially the way it looks like it's going with our you know, everybody's blocking well. Why not own the time of possession, which they did today, but that was because Minnesota was so pitiful. but run the ball, get some yards. But I also, after that post game, I had a big issue, and they kind of mentioned it beforehand, Olin did. Last week, I didn't like Caleb talking about the drops. I mean, he could have said different words about the drops, but today he's talking about, I'm preaching that we have to do this. Well, what I'd like to preach to him is, and Patrick mentioned this, he's missed almost every throw he's thrown as 50 yards through the air so far. He's completed one pass in 27 games that has been over 50 yards. Today he missed two guys, and it's always long, and I don't know if he can't judge speed and time and where a guy's going to be, but it's almost always long, and I don't know what it is, and I don't know if it's a skill he just hasn't conquered yet. I haven't seen enough USC games from his past to see if he threw it long, but I don't like the way he speaks about stuff like that, because he almost sounds like he's putting it on the guys on the team more than he is himself when he talks like that. But my original call was definitely run the ball and then let Caleb do some things that with the ball, with the passing game. But let's start out with the run and let's get the offense going. What do you think about that?
No, I appreciate the call, Jeff. And I think there's some good elements of what you're talking about there. I'll start with the point about the run game, because I agree. I've actually got within my notes, especially once the game got into the second half here, where it did feel to me like Ben Johnson was getting away from the run game. And I, you know, just in the first watch live TV copy, you know, it's hard to be completely accurate with some of these things, but just as I'm taking notes throughout the game and feeling like, okay, it's pretty obvious the Bears passing attack, the passing offense isn't clicking against the Vikings defense. Now, what exactly is the reason why? Because there certainly seemed to be times where the pass protection was holding up pretty solid for Caleb. He's getting the ball out. We didn't see him as consistently kind of scrambling all over the place and trying to create and extend. Looked like he was trying to, as he could, make a concerted effort to stay in the pocket when it was there. Yeah, there was going to be a blitz package that would get home. They tried to heat him up quite a bit, and they did from a percentage perspective. I think it was referenced during the broadcast at one point that there were over 70% of the snaps the Vikings were bringing some form of additional pressure. Now, the thing is, not every blitz is created equal. The Vikings were bringing some blitzes on rundowns as well, just trying to cut off the exterior of the Bears' run game. And so where the Bears' run game has really been exceptional, the way Ben Johnson schemes up the run, I love that Jeff was calling him BJ, by the way. Like, I don't know, maybe Jeff knew him. Maybe back in the day, Jeff from Kalamazoo just knew Ben Johnson. He's a little kid and knew him as BJ back in the day or something like that. I don't know. But Ben Johnson, one of the things that really impresses me about the way he schemes up the run is that he's got plenty of scheme available to try and hit it downhill and between the tackles. He's got the ability to showcase some eye candy using motion to test the eye discipline of the second and third level or even the exterior of the opposing defense. But that versatility, it's kind of like Brian Flores seemed to come into the game today and say, you know what? If you're going to run, you better hit us downhill. And if you're trying to hit us downhill, you better get there quick, because the Vikings were just bringing force. They were bringing fury to the front door of the edge of the Bears formation on a consistent basis. That wasn't just to try and heat up Caleb in passing scenarios. They were doing it on some rundowns as well, which can really be impactful to throw off the timing of a run game, to shut down the cutback lane for running backs. And that's one of the spaces where DeAndre Swift can often be at his most effective, where if a play initially is designed as an outside zone going in one direction, or even a mid zone going in one direction, but that cutback lane can present itself. And when Swift presses the hole, gets vertical for a moment, draws the defense in, then there can be those cutback opportunities available to him. Today, that wasn't as apparent. Today, those cutback lanes weren't as frequent or as often. I really feel like, now the final numbers for DeAndre Swift, 21 carries, 90 yards. This is one of the best games that DeAndre Swift has played as a member of the Chicago Bears. Because this, to me, this was a version of DeAndre Swift that I wouldn't have believed he had available in him until perhaps just a few weeks ago. But certainly coming into the season, and the guy's still just 26 years old. He's in his sixth year in the National Football League. So I never like to assume anyone is at the end of their development. But, you know, once you get a handful of years into your time in the National Football League, when you've had a lot of opportunities, you've made a lot of plays, you've had success, as DeAndre Swift has had, then there's a book on you. There's a resume that's there. And DeAndre Swift, for the most part, has been more of an open field playmaker. In some ways, more of a finesse back in the way that he's had success in the NFL. But today's game was such a sign of growth. And we've seen it in recent weeks. There's no doubt about that. But there was really no open field playmaking for DeAndre Swift. At least in recent weeks, there's been some examples of Ben Johnson, a.k.a. BJ, according to Jeff in Kalamazoo. There's been some examples here recently where, yes, DeAndre Swift has, with more urgency and more force, gone north and south with the football, advanced on that defense more quickly, but then also Ben Johnson has been able to scheme him into space with the screen game, with some toss sweeps or crack toss, or just some zone plays. That wasn't available to DeAndre Swift. But as the Bears needed to move the football, as the Bears needed to ice the game, there was a degree of power, of force, of urgency that Swift ran the ball with north and south that he's just never been known for. And I was just so impressed with the force that DeAndre Swift played with as a runner and as a pass protector. Because of some of those additional blitz looks, some of the additional pressure that the Vikings brought both off the edge and up the middle. And yeah, things were imperfect. I mean, he had a holding call early in the game to DeAndre Swift. That stuff's going to happen. You're blocking guys pretty frequently who are bigger than you, who are coming from all these weird angles. You don't know where your quarterback's going to be half the time either. So it can be tough duty as a running back to step up in pass protection, to chin check some linebacker when he's coming in there. And I was just so impressed with a lot of what DeAndre Swift brought to the table today, because he did those things, did them really well, kind of like a big boy back, like a physical back. And that's just never really been his specialty, not with consistency. So I think it's really gratifying. I think DeAndre Swift deserves a lot of credit for it. Eric Bieniemy deserves so much credit for it as well, as his position coach, and certainly Ben Johnson, Declan Doyle. But chief amongst everyone, DeAndre Swift, because he's been a capable playmaker in the NFL his entire career. And you can just kind of get by with continuing to be that and continuing to do that. And I had a lot of questions throughout the offseason about Ryan Poles not enhancing the running back room with more than just drafting Kyle Manungai in the seventh round. But the combination of Swift and Manungai, but with Swift most definitively being the lead back and the majority running back in this offense, it's paid dividends for the Bears for the majority of the season here. There are still, and there was an example or two today, some frustration about whether or not he read the hole correctly or not. But I really feel like today, even though the numbers don't indicate it, 90 rushing yards, 90 total yards from scrimmage, DeAndre Swift has had games where he's put multiple touchdowns on the board, made big plays, splash plays in the open field. He's had games where there's been far more production from a yardage and a touchdown perspective. Today was one of the best games DeAndre Swift has played as a member of the Chicago Bears, and they needed every bit of what he provided, both as an inside runner, as a physical presence, and as a pass protector against that version of the Vikings defense, and they got it from him. So a lot of credit to him on that. There's another aspect of the question that Jeff from Kalamazoo asked as well about Caleb and the way he addresses things post-game. Last week, and I'll get to this, and I'm going to get to, I know some other callers are coming up here, 312-644-6767. The way Caleb addresses things post-game, whether it's talking about his teammates, talking about the way he addresses his teammates, I do feel like there's a continual balancing act for Caleb, because he comes in, and by comes in, you know, we're well into year two for Caleb Williams right now. But there was certainly a lot of opinion about Caleb, his demeanor, his public persona as he got drafted number one overall, and the anticipation had been there for years that Caleb was going to be the number one overall pick last offseason. It does seem to me, and I don't know Caleb, but know a lot of people who've been around him, who've covered him closely and all those other things. But it does seem to me that Caleb has been conscious of his demeanor, his perception, how he handles himself publicly, and he's always been very polished in how he addresses things with the media. And there's a composure that he's very frequently been able to show in public, while also there is sort of a task as well where, like during the broadcast, where they sort of showed the juxtaposition of a disappointed-looking Justin Jefferson and then a moment later showing a Caleb Williams as the Bears were on offense exhorting his teammates and yelling, and Tom Rinaldi's doing a report saying that Caleb is demanding urgency, and he's yelling the word urgency to his teammates. Quarterback maybe viewed one way, receiver perhaps viewed a different way, but I was good with that during the game because I do feel like as a quarterback, as a leader, as a captain on this team, you want to see Caleb look comfortable and confident enough to take ownership of this offense, to try and urge tempo and urgency and breaking the huddle. There are times where you got to get after each other in the midst of a football game. And I thought that was handled pretty much fine during the broadcast by Tom Brady and Kevin Burkhardt. But then post-game, when you have had that chance to kind of compose yourself and think about how you're going to address things, there is, I think, Caleb is starting to get to a point in recent weeks here where you do want to be careful about how frequently the word I is being used, how frequently you address things in a way as though you're mainly talking about mistakes from others. And I do feel like Caleb also points out things that he can do better, things that he can improve at, but it's in more of a general sort of manner. So there's a balance to that, and I think Caleb is savvy enough to recognize that, and that there's, to me, that's an area that he can improve in just in how he's addressing the media at the podium, because every word he utters is going to continue to be sort of micro-analyzed and parsed through, and because his voice means so much and because there are so many eyeballs and ears in tune with what he says, what Ben Johnson says, and how things go with the Bears, then that'll be beneficial to Caleb to just be aware of using the word I, using the word me, and pointing out flaws that are there in specific moments from teammates and things like that. That's definitely, and I think it's a valid observation, Jeff in Kalamazoo. It's on my radar personally. I'm not to the point where it bothers me a lot yet, because I'm giving some grace to a young football player still navigating these things as the quarterback of the Bears. I see you out there, John, in Dallas. I see you out there, Dylan, in Naperville. I do know other callers on the line as well. 312-644-6767. This is the Post Show, taking you up to Bulls basketball. I'm Anthony Heron on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're back live with more Anthony Herron on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
It's kind of been the story of our wins, right? Is when we know how important that statistic is of taking care of the football on offense and getting our takeaways on defense. And most of these 7 wins that we've had, we've been winning that turnover battle. So no secret to us, no secret to our opponents, and we got to keep that trend going.
You got that right, BJ. The Boys and Bears head coach Ben Johnson. One of our callers earlier, Jeff in Kalamazoo. We're going to presume lovingly refer to the Bears head coach as BJ. But the turnovers, as Ben Johnson refers to them, the takeaways that many of us defenders like to refer to them as, it's so remarkable the level of play that the Bears have gotten from a secondary that's been banged up this season. Secondary and linebacker core, to give the linebackers credit, because Tremaine Edmonds has 4 interceptions on the season as well. And you're getting that while still the pass rush is fairly limited. Like, yes, Montez Sweat has started to put some nice sack numbers together, but some of these sacks are him chasing the quarterback, using his size, length, and speed outside the pocket. But you don't see consistency to them just winning rushes one-on-one, beating guys clean, having the quarterback under quick and exceptional physical duress where the ball is just going to come flying out of his hands because he just got to get rid of it before he's overwhelmed by the Bears' pass rush. A lot of clean pockets that J.J. McCarthy was standing in today, and the former Chicago Suburban product just spraying the football all over the place. And just a quick note, I'll opine about J.J. McCarthy for a moment here. It's a really talented young football player. He hasn't played a lot of football. It's been rare in the career of Caleb Williams that he takes the field as the decisively more experienced quarterback. But Caleb has had a lot more snaps from behind center than J.J. McCarthy has, and it's just showing up a lot for the Vikings. And so when you're comparing the two quarterbacks, and credit to Caleb, because there's so many data points now of Caleb protecting the football at a high level and that being a key factor in a game where the Bears come away with takeaways and the Bears offense, led by Caleb Williams, protects the football at a high level with no interceptions, balls on the ground a couple of times. They find a way to get it back. There was even one of the sacks that Caleb took that the ball did come out, and somehow as Caleb's laying on his back, the football pops back into his hands in this fortuitous way. It's kind of wild how many of these bounces are now going in favor of the Bears. And yeah, you got to create your own luck, and they're doing that a lot of times. But some of these moments where the oblong pigskin just has a chance to go somewhere else, you're seeing Bears players, like the hustle that's there at times to recover the fumbled handoff between Caleb and DeAndre Swift. And shout out to Roman Dunze for hustling down and making that happen. But you also saw Caleb himself. If you go back and look at that play, Caleb shoving Vikings out of the way. He's trying to go for the football too. So there's a tenacity to the way the Bears are attacking these situations, no doubt. But the defense coming up with these takeaways, a lot of credit to Dennis Allen and the Bears D. But then also, J.J. McCarthy, when there are open Vikings streaking up the sideline or over the middle of the field or on seven routes outbreaking, you know, toward the white, and the ball is just spraying everywhere. I think J.J. McCarthy is going to be fine. I think he's eventually going to be a quality starter in the NFL. But he's looking like what I kind of thought he would look like if he started last season, because there was so much assumption that McCarthy would become the starter pretty quickly over Sam Darnold before there was this Sam Darnold awakening under Kevin O'Connell last year. And as talented a play caller as Kevin O'Connell is, I don't think he's doing enough. It's a similar complaint that I had a lot for young Bears quarterbacks, especially athletic young Bears quarterbacks under previous regimes. I don't feel like Kevin O'Connell is helping his young quarterback as much as he could by getting the pocket moving more consistently and by utilizing the legs of J.J. McCarthy, because J.J. McCarthy is an exceptional athlete as a runner. Now, do you want him to end up like Jackson Dart last week? No, I wouldn't if I was O'Connell in the Vikings. He's already been banged up multiple times in his short career. So I get it. But their best opportunity for success this season with seven games to go, they got to get J.J. on the move some more, because he's got wheels. He can run. And that can hurt, could have hurt the Bears' defense. I really thought that was going to be a part of the Vikings' approach today, and it wasn't. It was, hey, J.J., carve him up from the pocket. And Cameron Byard said, thank you. Thank you very much. Let's get back out to the phone lines at 312-644-6767. I see John in Dallas wants to talk about what's happening with these Bears. What's up, John? You're on the Post Show.
Hey, man, three quick points. Listen, third quarter. On Minnesota 38, third and two, and Caleb throws it out to the right. They could have ran the ball for two more yards, third and fourth down. If he going to throw on third and two, he should go to end zone. And my second point, Santos was one miss from being cut. If he'd have missed that second field goal, he would have got cut, I promise you. And then my third point is, listen, man, the Bears, if they don't win Sunday coming up, let's not keep the drain plugged up right now, because we might be letting the water out if they don't win Sunday coming up, because they could easily lose six out of the next seven games. Take a look at the games. I'll hang up.
And I feel you, John in Dallas. Jake Moody on the practice squad still right now for the Chicago Bears. Now, we think back to the game, like the Jake Moody game for the Chicago Bears, where he hits a bunch of field goals. I believe in that game, who was it against? Was it the Commanders, I want to say, where he hit three field goals, had a game winner in there as well. Four field goals, I'm sorry. He hit four field goals in that game. It was 4 out of 5 in the game against the Commanders. He also kicked the ball out of bounds, and he did himself have a miss from less than 50 yards also. So as much as we know Jake Moody's got a really strong leg, he is also a Michigan man, just like J.J. McCarthy. He's kicked in inclement weather. A lot of potential in Jake Moody. There's a reason Jake Moody's already been on multiple teams in the National Football League. So Cairo's leg is not as strong as Jake Moody, is not as strong as a number of the kickers in the NFL, but Cairo Santos is a guy that's hit a bunch of kicks. And actually, I think it was, what, couple seasons ago, he had a huge game in Minneapolis where he hit a 50-plus yarder and hit a game winner against the Vikings. We've seen Cairo. We kind of get sick of guys at a certain point where we see what their ceiling is, or even, frankly, before we see what their ceiling is, we can get sick of guys sometimes. And backup quarterbacks get really popular, and it does feel like the Bears' backup place kicker, Jake Moody, has gotten uber popular as well. So, like, now that people aren't kind of as quick to try and toss Caleb aside, and, hey, Tyson Bajan is cute and everything until these plays aren't working, like we saw today. I'll get to that a little bit later in the post-post show. But now we can boost up Jake Moody and throw him on our shoulders as the guy who could save the Bears. If only they could have Jake Moody in the lineup, then they'd be better than the field goal percentage leader in the history of this storied franchise. Let's go back to out to the phone lines at 312-644-6767. I see Dylan is out in Naperville right now. I want to talk about what's happening with these Bears on the post-post show. What's up, Dylan?
Hey, guys. How's it going? A long-time caller. Been a few years since I've called, though, because I've been so embarrassed to be a Bears fan the past few years. But
I'm glad you called.
I used to call Les all the time at nights. So it was like it was great talking to him. But I want to talk about what one caller was talking, I think a few callers ago, how he was talking about how Caleb was blaming the receivers or talking about drop passes. And I actually wanted to go and look into the stats a little bit because I was actually pretty curious because I have seen a lot of drop passes, but Caleb's accuracy is definitely questionable. So I was comparing him to some other quarterbacks. Obviously, Drake May is having an MVP season, so it's kind of hard to compare him to him. But Drake May's completion percentage is up in like the high 70s. Caleb's like in 60. A lot of the top tier quarterbacks have like a 10% higher completion rate than him. The catchable balls like to Rome and DJ is only like 60% catchable balls, which is absolutely terrible. Even though we have seen a few, like especially today, there's like DJ, I feel like dropped a few passes and stuff. But I think sometimes Caleb loves zipping the ball in a little bit too much, and sometimes it's needed, like when it's 15, 20 yards and you're trying to get it through the safety or the corners. But some of these like shorter throws, I feel like he needs to like make it a little bit easier to throw with the receiver and definitely lead them in. I'm curious to get your guys' thoughts, whether you blame the receivers more for drops or Caleb's accuracy.
I appreciate the call, Dylan. It's a valid question, and it's never a one-size-fits-all scenario. And this was really topical on last weekend's post-post show because the drops were so frequent and so apparent in the game against the Giants. And we didn't see any Olamide Zaccheaus really much a part of the game plan today. I didn't think he would be, excised from the offense to the extent that he seemingly was today. But Luther Burden has earned these additional opportunities. And one of the things that showed up today was Luther Burden. I still feel like he's just as gifted as I've been talking about for weeks on this station and on Fox 32. And we did see, even after he had some mistakes early in the game, they continued to go to him, continue to give their young playmaker some opportunities. And he had a really exceptional 3rd-and-13 conversion on a quick slip screen where he immediately snagged the football. Caleb fits it in between a couple of Vikings, and then Luther Burden gets into playmaker mode, gets north and south, moves the chains for the first down. That was nice to see. But what you also saw, multiple times where the football hits Luther Burden right in the chest and it hits the ground. And we hadn't seen that from him before, and that's a part of the learning curve. And I'll broaden the term learning curve beyond just the idea of learning the playbook, because Luther Burden has had to do that as a guy who missed a chunk of the offseason program. So learning the playbook, learning the precision that Ben Johnson demands within the offense, and being consistent enough with that for them to trust you to play a bigger role in this offense. Luther Burden, part of the evaluation as he came out of Missouri, was that he wasn't a guy who loved to consistently be a part of the action when he wasn't the one getting the football, running his routes with the intensity you want to be able to run off coverage and open up other receivers, to be a part of the blocking in plays when they're running the football or if another teammate has a reception to be downfield, kind of laying it on the line. wasn't something Luther Burden was consistently known for in college. That was a part of the concern in his evaluation. So we've seen more consistency to the intensity of what he does, even when he doesn't have the football with the Bears. So that's growth and maturity. But then also, now there's been a lot of talk about Luther Burden. I've been, you know, been kind of telling you Luther Burden is coming for weeks now. And now that he's healthy and he's gotten some game action, and I believe he had two drops today, just to my eye. First two drops I've seen Luther Burden have the entire season. But you think about it, as a young football player, who this is really the most enhanced conversation that there's been about Luther Burden as a professional athlete. And it comes on the heels of one of his teammates who he's there in the meeting room with every single day. So all the naysaying about Olamide Zaccheaus, and then folks like myself boosting up Luther Burden, saying that guy's got to get on the field more. We cannot wait to see Luther Burden make the Pro Bowl. So he steps onto the field today with that kind of, you know, carrying him into action today. He didn't respond to it as well as I think I would have anticipated him responding to it. But today was his first, really his most extensive action and the most a part of the game plan that he's been. I do think he'll respond better in the weeks to come. But it was apparent to me that Luther Burden didn't necessarily handle that enhanced spotlight as well as he probably would have liked today. And it's just another example of being able to learn from those moments in a victory with the Bears now being at 7-3. It feels a lot better, and you can teach much better off of that. You can recover from that in a different way than if the Bears would have come out with a defeat. And then the conversation coming out of this game and in the days to come leading into the next game might have been a little bit more about, like, oh, maybe we spoke too soon on Luther Burden. What's going on with the young player? No, Luther Burden's still uber talented. He did have a couple of drops. DJ Moore had a drop. But Caleb was not as bad as JJ McCarthy, fortunately for the Bears. But Caleb spraying the ball a few places as well, overthrowing DJ, overthrowing Rome, not giving his playmakers on a couple of those overthrows an opportunity to catch the rock. But we are seeing now back-to-back. I don't think it was a half dozen drops like it was last week, but there were several drops in the game today as well. I'm going to describe a bit of why I think that is a little bit later in the post-post show also. But for now, take a time out. I do see John Chicago, who is on the line right now. Joe out in Cali. Paul on the line as well. You can continue to get in the conversation at 312-644-6767. I am Anthony Herron. The Bears are 7-3 in first place, and I'm taking you up to Bulls basketball on Chicago Sports Radio 670.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Score.
We're back live with more Anthony Herron on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
A little play action. Pressure coming. McCarthy steps up, throws, and it's intercepted by Byard. Kevin Byard with some room to roll. Gets a couple blocks inside the 30. The fifth interception, the league leader for Kevin Byard.
It's a little everything, a little protection issues. JJ's a little late on this crossing route. And then a little bit of push there as he's getting thrown. Creates a not all the pace on the football that he needs. And Byard, being the veteran, he knows in zone coverage, I'm going to sink back, I'm going to get my width.
Who's that, Tommy? Who got width?
Byard.
Oh, all right. I'm not sure he's a member of the Chicago Bears. Kevin Byard leads the National Football League with 5 interceptions. Despite the GOAT not knowing how to pronounce the last name of a guy who's had more interceptions since he's entered the NFL than anyone else. Yeah, that guy. He doesn't exist. Kevin Byard has now 5 picks on the season. Our thanks to Fox Sports for the sound there. Kevin Byard with 5 interceptions. Tremaine Edmonds with 4. Nashawn Wright. How about Nashawn Wright? We're going to get to Nashawn Wright in the next hour here on the Post Show on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Some special stuff happening with Nashawn Wright. Because tonight I will take you up to Bulls basketball. The Bulls road trip continues in Utah against the Jazz. Pregame coverage is coming up at 6:45. Tip off at 7 on The Score. And the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network presented by Helly Forklifts. And, of course, you can tune in all day tomorrow for a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. Judson Richards will be live starting at midnight, followed by Mully and Haw at 5:30 right here on The Score. The way that the Bears were able to, even without, I mean, you know, like by the time JJ's delivering the football, there are defenders near him or pressing the pocket back. It's not a lot of defensive linemen just winning clean, but the pocket was collapsing at times, condensing at times around the Vikings quarterback. And that interception that Kevin Byard or Byard, maybe I'm wrong. Who am I to doubt Tom Brady? Maybe he's got it right, but Kevin Burkhardt disagreed with him there too in the midst of calling the play live. But for Kevin Byard, he was sinking back. You know, they had man outside, zone concepts in the middle. And Kevin Byard essentially ran what I used to call HBO coverage. It's help a brother out coverage, where Byard knew his responsibility. At that point, he had the fullback who didn't look like J.J. McCarthy was set to hit the check down. Even if he did, then Byard was going to be in position to come up and rally to make a tackle. So he was sinking off of his coverage responsibility. And right there, as Nashawn Wright was in phase with Justin Jefferson, Byard sinks off of his responsibility, helps his brother out, comes up with the interception. And Kevin Byard is one of those guys who just has a really good sense for that, for spacing and landmarks and relating to route combinations in a way that's had him in position to make a lot of plays throughout his fantastic NFL career. One of the great ball hawks we've seen over the past decade. 312-644-6767. Let's go back out to the phone lines before we get to the top of the hour on the Post Show. I see John is out in Vegas. Want to talk about what's happening with the 7-3 Chicago Bears. What's up, John?
Good afternoon, boss. I got a statement that I want to make to you, and I want to know if you agree or disagree and what your comment is, and is that a way for a team to be playing? Every time when we get into the fourth quarter, if the Bears are winning, they're playing not to lose. And if the Bears are losing, they're playing to win. Do you agree with that statement? That's what I see. Do you agree with that? Do you disagree? What's your comment on that?
No, I appreciate you asking the question, John. It It feels like that, but I think the thing to keep in mind, and of course we kind of lock in and focus on our individual team, but the majority of the games that get played each weekend in the National Football League, most of them are one possession games for the majority of it. A lot of them have some back and forth, or maybe the better team has a narrow lead throughout, and then the other team who's not quite as good is kind of swimming upstream, just trying to stay within reach, and maybe on the scoreboard they stay within reach, but then the better team with the better quarterback or better tradition, better coaching staff, usually still ends up coming out on top more often than not. But, you know, you don't see a lot of scores like Indiana football is putting on people this season or anything. You don't normally see folks losing by 5 scores or 7 scores in the NFL. So it feels like that pretty frequently, even for teams with winning records like the Bears have right now, where it feels like there's more of an opportunity to capitalize here. Why aren't they playing harder? Why aren't they playing to win? Why aren't they playing more aggressive? They were. Like, yes, the Bears were outplaying the Vikings, but it wasn't, in my opinion, wasn't because they were playing not to lose. Now, you do have to factor in the opponent. I was talking about Brian Flores and his defensive mind, the beautiful mind that is Brian Flores on the defensive side of the football. Ben Johnson paid all the respect in the world to him coming in to this game, as did Caleb Williams. And not only because of the physical duress that a Brian Flores defense can potentially put on you. And that's without Jonathan Greenard being in the lineup for the Vikings, their best one-on-one pass rusher. Like, Andrew Van Ginkle is a playmaker for them and situationally does some really nice stuff. He's not the individual one-on-one pass rusher who just makes blockers whiff in the way that Greenard does. So their best pass rusher wasn't in the lineup today. But they can still put you not only under physical pressure, but the mental pressure is such a big deal when you're facing Brian Flores, because so many bodies in the front seven are constantly moving all over the place, and it's just hard to decipher who's rushing, and if they are rushing, what angle are they going to rush from? If they're not rushing and they're dropping, where are they going to be within that drop? Where should you try to redirect protections to make sure that everything is all squared away? So the Bears held up, I think, pretty well for the most part in pass protection, but it's still – there's a mental gymnastics that goes into trying to do that as consistently as Brian Flores forces you to do that when you're facing the Vikings. So I didn't take it as a game where the Bears are playing not to lose, but you do want to play not to just cough the ball up to the opponent or not to throw the ball into a sea of purple jerseys. And there's a delicate balance with that. But then also for Ben Johnson, when he sees that the opposing quarterback is struggling against his defense in the way that J.J. McCarthy was, I do believe that's a factor in the game plan also. How many risks is it worth taking for the Bears? Now, could have maybe come to bite him in the fourth quarter. It almost did when they lost the lead in the fourth quarter of that game. But like we were talking about in the previous segment, you had drops that were a part of that. You had errant passes that were a part of that. So there's a lot that goes into it, and I do believe that was kind of the point the caller was making about whether or not the Bears were kind of playing not to lose. I don't think it was that so much as just the approach that was there to suit this game against this opponent. And that's where I said earlier, I feel like this is one of the best games that DeAndre Swift has played as a member of the Chicago Bears, because he was called upon running consistently between the tackles with force, and he did that. And he was punishing tacklers while he was doing it, and he stepped up chin-checking folks in pass protection as well. I was really impressed with DeAndre Swift today. Really impressed with these phone lines. A lot of folks, of course, no surprise, wanting to get involved in the conversation with the Chicago Bears as they sit at 7-3. I see Joe out there. I see Kendall out there and others on the way into these hot phone lines on the post show. As I referenced, I'm taking you up to Bulls basketball as their road trip continues. So let's get to the top of the hour. I'm Anthony Herron. This is the post show on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.